I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Egypt's recent release of an Egyptian-American charity worker has us wondering if tensions are thawing. Terry Ascott from Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, says, either way, God is working.
It's a very important country for the future of the Christian faith. Half of all the Christians in the whole Middle East and North Africa live in Egypt. In that respect, it's a great resource pool. It's a missionary sending center. It's a ministry sending center. And if you look across the churches in the Gulf and other places where there are small numbers of Christians, many of the pastors and Christian leaders are Egyptians who've gone there to witness for their faith and to support local communities.
Would you pray for the leadership in these churches and that Christians would be a witness to others? And over 600 Christian leaders from 130 countries converged in Washington, D.C. last week for the first World Summit in Defense of Persecuted Christians. Anthony Rhodes with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the purpose was to raise awareness for the persecuted church. Believers from countries hostile to the gospel got to share their stories and the challenges that the church faces. Voice of the Martyrs Canada serves to and with the persecuted church, and they're inviting you to get involved in both advocacy and support.
If they go to our website, vomcanada.com, they can see different ways that we are supporting our persecuted brothers and sisters, whether it's through Bibles or various training, or sometimes it's relief after a time of attack or persecution.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, the service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's Mission Network News. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.